morning.
Morning, Your Honor. Stephen Lesney with Gunster Yeoplee here on behalf of Oppenheimer Trust Company of Delaware. We are here on several of Oppenheimer's motions. First, we are here to strike a document filed by Mr. Bernstein called Objection to Final Accountings and Petition for Formal, Detailed, Audited, and Forensic Accounting. As Your Honor, you recall, you ordered Mr. Bernstein to file a formal line item objection to the accounting. This does not strike. Secondly, we're asking for the appointment of a guardian ad litem to represent the minor beneficiaries of Bernstein's children in these proceedings. And finally, we're asking for clarification as to exactly what's being heard at the one-hour evidentiary hearing scheduled for March 17th and how we're going to hear all of the objections in that time frame. This case, Your Honor, exemplifies the epitome of waste. Not only
Your Honor, excuse me. Can we address first if he has standing to make these arguments?
I'm letting him speak. This is UMC. So he doesn't speak at UMC, so let it go.
Okay.
Thank you. We are here today regarding three trusts with a combined worth of around $5,000. I'd like to show Your Honor how they approach.
Is this an evidentiary hearing?
No, I'm just showing you this.
Okay. Okay.
So you understand what we're talking about. This is the summary of accounts, the first page of the accountings for each of the children's trusts. And if you see at the very bottom, the income balance on hand is around $3,000 for Daniel Bernstein's trust, around $3,000 for Jake Bernstein's trust, and negative balance for Joshua Bernstein's trust. Each of the beneficiaries have been distributed close to $70,000. In Joshua Bernstein's case, a little more. So that's what we're talking about here. We are here on three trusts with a combined value of about $5,000. These three trusts are three of 10 grandchildren's trusts created by Simon Bernstein, one for each of his grandchildren. The other seven trusts were voluntarily terminated, and those seven grandchildren are now enjoying the benefit of their the trust fund. Only the trusts for Mr. Bernstein's kids are being litigated, and for no good reason other than Mr. Bernstein's desire to fight. His stated goal, as he stated in his counterclaim, this is a quote from his counterclaim, is he wants to bring about a change in the legal system in efforts to root out systemic corruption at the highest level by a rogue group of criminals disguised as attorneys at law, judges, politicians, and more. This is from his counterclaim, paragraph 212. There is no allegation in his objection that any money was distributed to Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer took a total of less than $1,000 in trustee fees for each of the trusts over the course of 5 years. There's no allegation that any distribution was made for anything other than for the benefit of his kids at his request.
So what's Oppenheimer's action against the Bernsteins, his parents, or the three kids? What is that lawsuit?
The lawsuit is, Your Honor, we resign. Oppenheimer resigned. We sent a letter to Mr. Bernstein, said, Mr. Bernstein, we resign. Please appoint a successor trustee. Or agree to terminate the trusts.
Okay.
He declined. So we filed a lawsuit. We filed a simple lawsuit. Count one is tell us we resigned, and Your Honor already ruled that we got liberty to resign. We said, tell us where to distribute this trust property. Either name a successor trustee or terminate the trust and let us distribute it to the Bernsteins and Financial Authority. That's count one. Count two is approval of final account. You order us to file it, and I'll have a procedure. Very, very simple lawsuit.
Okay.
That's the nature of this lawsuit. It's important to remember, Your Honor, that Oppenheimer was appointed by this court as the successor trustee on the Bernstein petition after Stanford Trust Company went into liquidation because of the Ponzi scheme. I have a copy, Your Honor.
Okay, all right, so now let's make some progress, though. The accounting hearing is being held. What's supposed to go on next Tuesday?
That's my question.
Well, because I have it scheduled for objections to account.
Mr. Bernstein set his objections for a one-hour hearing a week from today.
Okay.
I'm not sure what the scope of that hearing is. I'm not sure if this is the final hearing on count two of Oppenheimer's petition, which is the petition to approve accounting. If so, I don't know how we're going to do this because he's objected to each and every item in the accounting.
Well, it's his burden. So what are you worried about? I mean, let him see how he goes. I mean, I have to get past where we are.
Well, I'm unsure of that. If this is the final hearing on count two, I'll pass a petition. I got to bring in my accountant who prepared the accounting to show what she did to make a prima facie case. When we've got to, you know, go through each and every entry in the accounting because the objections to them, and then he's going to have to.
Well, you can. I don't think you have to go through each and every one. If you admit the accounting, then Mr. Bernstein goes forward on the objection. That's the way it goes.
Okay. So that was sort of the plan C that I was requesting. The plan A is, Your Honor, if you look at his objections, and first of all, as a preliminary matter, Your Honor, we had requested in this motion that the court take judicial notice of a couple of things. First of all, in prior proceedings, Your Honor had appointed Oppenheimer as the trustee. Mr. Bernstein is challenging Oppenheimer's standing as trustee. I'm asking Your Honor to take judicial notice of your prior orders. And then there's some other, the order of liquidating Stanford and terminating them as trustee. There are various legal proceedings.
I told you, Mr. Bernstein already standing, I wasn't concerned about that.
No, I understand, but my point is, in furtherance of my motion to appoint a guardian ad litem, and in order to establish...
And this guardian ad litem is for the accounting hearing?
It's for the accounting hearings and for the rest of these proceedings, Your Honor.
Which are, and the rest of the proceedings are the termination of the trust?
The termination of the trust, yep.
That's count one. Count two is the accounting.
Count two is the accounting, correct.
Okay. What else is there?
That's it. It's termination of the trust and the accounting.
So I'm going to finish the accounting case on Tuesday, and then... the decision to terminate the trust or not seems not to be a lengthy hearing.
Well, I filed a notification with the court, Your Honor. Mr. Bernstein, in furtherance of the prior order, he gave me the names of three corporate successor trustees. I contacted each and every one of them. I disclosed the nature and value of the assets of the trust. Each one declined to accept. So we have no one other than a choice but to terminate.
Maybe I'll decide that. If there's no successor available, the trust gets collapsed.
Okay. Nevertheless, as a housekeeping matter, I have three motions for the court to take judicial notice of things.
Judicial notice, I'm not dealing with that right now. Okay, Mr. Bernstein, what do you want to tell me in reference to the scheduling of...
Here's the problems I have. A, we're at this hearing right here in violation. The order to do this hearing was in violation of, my wife got this off your website, thank you, the preparation of judgments and orders ruling or administrative order, blah, blah, 5.204. And again, I have no teeth because I'm in the middle of a surgery right now, but I had to come down from that to do this hearing. Well, you ordered that this hearing be heard before the accounting hearing.
This hearing meaning?
This one we're in, right here, right now. Okay, so he's been trying to do this, and here's the problem I have. The first hearing, which also violated this order, the way he drafted the order, so I'm objecting to him doing anything further. Here's what you said. You said, we determined he had no standing, he resigned, so he can't move the trust in any way, shape, or form. He can't even object to the accounting and be here representing the trust to object to the accounting. So you said...
Well, what happens if you're not right on that?
Okay, well, let's go through it. Meaning, let's determine that.
Because if it's their accounting, you're objecting to, of course they're allowed to do this.
No, the new trustee...
So the former one can deal with that. It's their accounting.
Well, he can't move on behalf of the trust.
Okay, so... You and I disagree. That's like who's gonna win that decision?
You are.
All right, so I'm gonna hear. Look, I'm hearing your accounting objections on Tuesday.
Right. I'm gonna raise standing.
Okay. All right. So you have standing to go forward with your objections.
Correct? Right. But I don't believe he can have standing.
Okay. But your beliefs are not important to me right now.
Okay.
They're gonna file. They're required to file their accounting. They've done that. They're going to file the accounting, and then I'm going to hear your objection.
No, here's what you ordered the first time. What? You said, okay, you have to file an accounting.
They did.
Okay, they did. You said, Elliot, you have to file an objection.
You did.
You said, in the meantime, you have to get a trustee,
right,
successor.
You can't get one.
Well, whoa. And that's where huge problems start. Meaning he said he went and tried. We actually contacted the trustees he went and tried with that we gave him the names of after he talked to them. What he told them wouldn't get anybody to do a become trustee. And right now, there's a lot of liabilities there. First of all, there's a lot more in the trusts. There's assets that are unaccounted for. There's a house that has a mortgage that even in their own accounting, they say it's not recorded and blah, blah, blah. And there's a companies, multiple companies, with millions of dollars of assets in them at the last accountings we have of those companies, which my brother is in charge of. He hasn't given those numbers to the estate, or Oppenheimer had requested it. So all these things, you can't blow apart the trust and whatnot, but here was the point you were making. When we get a new trustee, that trustee will have the authority to bring motions, to have guardians for Elliot and put handcuffs on him, and he's the estate, but he's a resigned trustee with no, he gave up his prerogatory.
So let me just tell you how I'm doing this.
Yeah.
They filed their accounting, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm hearing your objections on Tuesday.
Okay.
Okay. And then I'll deal with the rest of the stuff once I see how the objections go.
Okay. But after, we're not going to deal with the guardians and all that before the accounting.
I'm going to continue this part of it, and once I see what's going on with the accounting, I'll see what we have to do that's cost effective and all that stuff.
Now, will they be arguing as counter defendants, because he's a counter defendant and his client is in the state counter complaint? They've been served. So my question now expands.
Objections to their
okay, but they can come and represent even with those conflicts and the problems that they're resigned.
They can be here. Their accountants.
Well, they should be called as a witness by the next trustee. Should perhaps we... let me ask you this then. Should we delay the accounting till we decide what to do with the trustee?
No.
Because I think we can get a trustee, because if you heard what Mr. Lesney... Well, it's very... No, that's not the case.
Okay.
Meaning, your order did...
Look, right now... You don't have a successor trustee.
Here's why. I went to try to get a successor trustee. They asked for the documents. I asked Mr. Lesney for the documents. He refuses to give me bona fide, done documents with all the signature pages and without the confusing language. But I think I can get a trustee if I get...
Okay, so what we're going to do, I'm going to do the accounting on Tuesday.
Okay.
Okay. Once I finish that, then I'll case manage the rest of what we're doing from there.
Okay.
Thank you. And by the way, we do have a motion to term it just set for hearing. I don't have it in front of me. I believe it's March 31st.
Okay. All right. We're going to knock everything off one at a time, because you folks have a lot of hearing dates. I want to use them productively. This is your hearing on your objection. See you then.
Thank you.
Here.
Okay. Oh, is he drafting the order? Is there an order for this?
No,
I'm
just seeing you on Tuesday.
Okay. To watch for sharp practices.
All the other stuff, I don't know that we have to go there, and I'm trying to avoid some of these next steps to bring in more people here. So that's why. Take this back.
Okay. And the only thing I ask for is to take judicial notice.
What do we have to take off when it comes to the hearing? Okay.
Have a good day. Sees it. He what? Here, hold. had it all out. We filed malpractice.
Find a malpractice attorney who would be a trustee and take it out of contention.
Right. Well, you're getting closer to what's going on. Just set them up. Like a bowling pin.
Yeah, he sees it when you call it.
Okay. One of those days. What?
That's
right.
Well, how is he having this hearing without a trustee?
Because you said you could do it.
No. Well, we were supposed to have a trustee. So how's he arguing on behalf of the trust? Just, no, we'll get it all on the record at the hearing. Now, does it cost anything to have a transcriptionist there?
Again?
If so, we need to raise that from Andy or somebody. Thanks, we'll find out today. No, and I don't care. Okay, so we got to get prepared. You can just click out of that. Oh, wait, no. Hit done. Hit done. And up will pop up a screen and say
again.
Okay.
Starting again.
Oh, no. It's done. I'm done.
Oh.
And then there's a pop up.
Yeah.
Say okay.
Save?
Yeah.